First time you guys played the Redskins down Washington in week four, Larry had three touchdown catches. You had one. That's four for the tight ends. They've given up 11 touchdown passes to tight ends so far this year. It seems to be an Achilles, so to speak. Does that get you excited that you can take advantage of that? I mean, obviously they're going to make adjustments. They're not going to let you do the same thing again.
I mean, hopefully that trend continues. But, I mean, from a tight end perspective, you always want that sort of thing. But as long as we come away with a W, that's all that really matters. We're going to go out there and try to execute our game plan to the best of our ability.
Now, last week we saw what Andre Williams did running the ball. I mean, you guys, that's the third highest rushing total you've had so far this year. When it does go right, what goes right, and how do you make sure that it continues to go right with the running game's perspective?
I mean, it's a lot about effort and execution. You know, like, once again, the coaches go through a lot of trouble, you know, getting us a game plan, putting it all together, and, you know, it's a matter of us going out there and executing the things that they want us to do out there. And you saw a little bit of it last week. We left a lot of yards out there still, but, you know, saw a little glimpse of what this run game could be.
When you watch the things that Beckham has done, being someone who's involved in the passing game, how much do you kind of find yourself cheating, looking up a little bit, saying, holy smokes, look at that, it's pretty cool?
it's a lot of fun, especially having a guy like that on your team. He definitely opened things up for you, and he opens things up for other guys on the field as well as our run game. You know, that softens up the defense for us and allows us to get the run going.
Well, that's a good question to ask you because you're part of that passing game too. With what he has done, can you see the impact that he has made on opposing defenses already at this point?
No, definitely. And I mean, he's just scratching the surface. He's got a lot more left.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Is there something that, like, a common thread that you've seen when watching film?
It's just teams executing their game plan. You know, ultimately, we watch film and we try to break them down, and they do a lot of good things out there. But at the same time, there's some mistakes that are being made, and, you know, the point of the game is trying to execute on those mistakes and going out there and make sure that we minimize our mistakes and execute our game plan.
And I apologize if this was asked of you, but when you look at their linebackers, I mean, what kind of unique challenge do they pose?
I'm sorry?
When you look at their linebackers, what kind of unique challenge do they pose?
They're a good group. I mean, I think the biggest threat for them is their up front four. But their linebackers are fast, they're mobile, and they get the job done. So, you know, we have to go out there and make sure that we can have them second-guess themselves a little bit and, you know, try to execute everything that we want to get done.